Utah, like the entire country, has seen an unprecedented number of layoffs over the past 2 weeks due to fallout from the coronavirus. And with that has come a massive jump in unemployment claims. But as KUER's David Fox in our Southwest News Bureau reports, that's rapidly destabilizing some rural communities.
Like most residents of Garfield County, Marilee Meekum and her family depend on tourism to survive. For six generations, they've lived in the southern Utah town of Tropic. It's a small community of about 500 people, which, this time of year, is normally humming with tourists. But this spring, things are different.
It's just a quiet town. Usually there's tourists getting ready to go to Bryce, but not this morning.
About 15 years ago, she and her husband helped open Bryce Canyon Inn and Pizza. They rent out 24 or so cabins and run a restaurant and coffee shop that, on Sunday mornings in the springtime, is usually packed. But ever since coronavirus started triggering shutdowns worldwide, things have slowed way down.
Okay, this is the empty coffee shop this morning. My husband's sanitizing everything.
The inside looks like a hunting lodge, with wood-paneled walls and a stuffed mountain lion, elk, and mule deer prominently on display, tributes to her husband's guiding service. The family is used to big swings in business. Garfield County has one of the most seasonal economies in all of Utah, with a 61% difference in employment between the booming summer months and the dead of winter, according to data from the Department of Workforce Services.
Every business in our area knows how to plan for winter.
Those plans include shutting everything down, setting aside enough money to cover utilities, and laying off all of their employees.
If you work in the tourist business, you just go on unemployment for the winter.
But this shift is unprecedented. Back in the coffee shop, which also doubles as the reception area for the inn, Meekum is standing behind the front desk, scrutinizing her reservation system.
So this is April, and at one time, that was completely full.
Only a few weeks ago, they were finishing spring cleaning and expecting one of their best years yet. But with a slew of cancellations, they've had to refund over $20,000 of deposits and lay off their 4 employees. That includes Diana Leslie. She says she's worked as a laundry lady at the inn for over 15 seasons, and she had just exhausted her unemployment benefits for the year when she was hired back at the beginning of March.
I went back to work for 2 weeks, and then I was told my employer that I needed to go on unemployment, that there was going to be extensions, everything was good to go.
Leslie's used to filing unemployment claims over the phone and expected the process to go smoothly.
They told me the wait time would be 59 minutes, which is doable, you know, but then I waited for 3 hours by the time they got on there, and then they just told me no anyway. I was very upset. I wanted to cry.
Leslie is the main breadwinner in her family, and she says she doesn't know what else she can do unless an unemployment extension is granted. And according to Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollock, she's far from alone.
We're in an economic crisis right now.
Pollock says the area's hotels have seen about 35,000 cancellations over the last few weeks, and that Leslie's situation is now a common one across the county. It's a serious problem, he says, because his constituents don't have other options for work that you'd have in more urban parts of the state.
The Wasatch Front, that is a different world. I go up there and work all the time. There's thousands of businesses.
A spokeswoman for the Department of Workforce Services said the federal stimulus package passed in late March will make an additional 13 weeks of emergency unemployment insurance available for people in Leslie's position. But how soon that will come is unclear. Back at the Bryce Canyon Inn, Meekum is walking past the row of cabins, nearly all of which are empty. She's terrified for her business and concerned about the employees that she's had to let go.
I keep thinking I'm going to wake up from a bad dream. I have a big knot in the pit of my stomach, and it's scary. And I know everybody in the whole world is in the same boat, but it doesn't lessen your fear.
For now, she's hoping that relief comes soon. David Fox, KUER News.